What did you steal?
Secrets.
Disclosure Day is Steven Spielberg's best film in 20 years.
Are they people?
No.
Are they human?
My God.
Spielberg does this better than anybody in history.
I can see them. They're coming.
Disclosure Day. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters Friday. Get tickets now.
I'm Trey Gowdy.
I'm Shannon Bream.
I'm Stuart Varney. And this is the Fox News Rundown.
Tuesday, June 9th, 2026. I'm Eben Brown. The world waits as the U.S. and the Iranians hammer out an ever-elusive deal to end hostilities. Also waiting for a resolution are the Israelis, who say any agreement between the Islamic Republic and the U.S. must not hobble their fight against Iran's terror proxies, as they've once again demonstrated.
They understood from the Americans, I don't know why, that the ceasefire includes the inability of Israel to continue to fight Hezbollah in Lebanon. And we had to show both the Americans and the Iranians that this is not acceptable.
This is the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition. Things remain tense in the Middle East. A U.S. helicopter was shot down over the Strait of Hormuz by the Iranians last night. Its crew of two were recovered and are said to be in good condition. President Trump had been talking about being close to some agreement with the Islamic Republic, but now says a response would be warranted. That prompted an Iranian government spokesperson to make a veiled threat again. And then there is Israel, which is not agreeing to an Iranian demand to stop fighting terror proxies in Lebanon that threaten its people. And that is despite or separate from any conflict with Iran, even though Iran says it's all one.
I think it's very important to remind again and again, we are not fighting a war against Hamas, Hezbollah, or Iran. It is about the project of the Iranians to eliminate the state of Israel.
Yaakov Amidror is a retired major general of the Israeli Defense Force. His military career spans many of Israel's armed conflicts, going back to the famed Six-Day War in 1967 and the 1973 Yom Kippur War. He's also served as a national security advisor in Israel. He's now a fellow of the Jewish Institute for National Security in America.
A project in which they invested probably more than $500 billion in the last 45 years. With the build a ring of fire around Israel, armies of proxies in Lebanon, in Gaza, in Syria, in Yemen. They tried to do the same in Jordan and the West Bank. They didn't succeed. The idea was to bring Israel to a situation in which the proxies are fighting together against Israel. Israel collapse and the Iranians will add the last shot in the war by using the thousands of missiles that they had. And now what we are doing is we try to abolish the whole idea of the Iranians. So what we did in Gaza is Hamas is not relevant anymore as a threat to Israel. It's very relevant for the situation inside Gaza. Hezbollah got a huge blow, but still fighting. And we have to continue to destroy Hezbollah, which was the strongest part of the proxies army that the Iranians built in the Middle East. And Iran itself, I mean, I never thought that by air force operations, including with the Americans, without the Americans, Israel can guarantee the change of the regime. It's a huge state. It's 60 times Israel. It is 90 million people. It is something that will take time, and we have to be patient about it and to continue to fight when it is needed. In the last few days, something happened because I don't know why. I was not part of the negotiations between the Americans and the Iranians, but the Iranians understood that the Americans are so eager to have an agreement that they will ready to put restrictions on Israel. Second, they understood from the Americans, I don't know why, that the ceasefire includes the inability of Israel to continue to fight Hezbollah in Lebanon. And we had to show both the Americans and the Iranians that this is not acceptable. And if the Iranians attack Israel because we did something in Lebanon, they will pay with Iranian currency because they are defending the Shiites of Lebanon. They want to be in a position in which they have legitimacy to claim that they are defending Lebanon. And I don't know how it happened that the Americans gave them, or they didn't give them the impression, but they got the impression that it is that the Americans are accepting it. This is why the last few days were so important from the Israeli point of view, not just about Iran. It is not less about Lebanon.
You bring up this great point that there is a disparity between what the Americans, at least publicly, are saying with regard to what they're willing to negotiate with and what the Israeli goals are. And a few months ago, this amazing cooperation between the United States and Israel was being highlighted. And it was truly amazing to see this military cooperation and being on the same page for the goals of the operations. Now there appears to be this disparity that you say. Does that cause a problem on the Israeli side? Is there a fear that the United States might withdraw its support or not be as supportive as it was even just a few months ago? What is the Israeli feeling on that? I understand you can't necessarily speak for everyone, but you can perhaps maybe give us the idea of what's happening within the security establishment.
I think that basically we have the same goal in Iran, that Iran will not have the ability to produce nuclear military capability in the future. And this is the essence of the cooperation between Israel and the United States of America relating to Iran. We see differently the situation in Lebanon. We have under the American umbrella negotiations with the government of Lebanon, and we think that parallel to these negotiations, Israel should continue to fight and degrade the capabilities of Hezbollah. The Americans feel kind of obligation, I don't know how to call it, because it was never, they didn't say something in public, that they want the freedom to continue the negotiating with the Iranians when Israel is not making too many noises in Lebanon. But we cannot put limitations on our fight when Hezbollah is attacking Israel, killing Israelis almost every second day. And this is the difference between Washington and Jerusalem. You don't have any obligation to defend the citizens of Israel. When we are fighting in Lebanon, Israel has this obligation. And I think that when the prime minister succeeded to convince the president that we should retaliate, otherwise we will lose the ability to fight against Hezbollah in Lebanon, it was understood. Maybe the Americans didn't like it, but I think that in principle it was agreed. It was agreed that Israel can continue to fight Hezbollah with some limitations. If Hezbollah does not attack Israel inside Israel, only in Lebanon, in which we have IDF forces all the time, Israel is not going to bomb the in Beirut. But it is clear that the other side of the coin is agreed as well, that if Hezbollah does attack inside Israel, we continue to attack in Beirut, even if that will lead to another clash with the Iranians. From the Iranians' point of view, it's very bad situation. The whole idea was to build proxies around Israel so Iran will be immune, away from the battlefield. The proxies will do the job to kill Israel, to destroy Israel. Now what happened is that the Iranians are fighting for the survival of Hezbollah in Lebanon. It's a totally different situation. Strategically, it's a huge success of Israel. But we cannot allow Iran to have the say in Lebanon. At the end of the day, it's against the interests of the Lebanese government. It's against the interests of Israel. It's against the interests of the Americans who are hosting the negotiations between Israel and the Lebanese government. It will be very bad for the Lebanese government if it will be understood that the Americans are supporting the position of Iran in Lebanon. It's against the interests of the government of Lebanon, and this is why it is against the interests of America as well. As far as I can understand, what the Americans want to achieve in Lebanon, it's disarming Hezbollah and having full control of the government over all Lebanon. So it was very important days in which we made clear to our friends in America and to the Iranians, guys, in Lebanon, Israel will not agree to restrictions. And if the Iranians will try to be involved, they will pay with Iranian currency.
We are speaking with Yaakov Amidror. He is a fellow with the Jewish Institute for National Security in America. He's had a long career in national security in Israel. He was the national security advisor for the state. He's also a retired major general in the Israel Defense Force. We are speaking with him here on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition. Please like, subscribe, share this podcast. We'll have more straight ahead.
Starting a business can seem like a daunting task. Unless you have a partner like Shopify. They have the tools you need to start and grow your business. From designing a website to marketing to selling and beyond, Shopify can help with everything you need. There's a reason millions of companies like Mattel, Heinz, and Allbirds continue to trust and use them. With Shopify on your side, turn your big business idea into... Sign up for your $1 per month trial at shopify.com/special offer.
So many things are different in the region now because of Israel's actions in terms of the dynamic, the power dynamics. Hezbollah has never been as weak as it is right now. And that has to do with the IDF and Israel's intelligence operations to the point that the Lebanese government are finally giving some deference to the Israelis to say, yeah, we don't have a war with Israel. The war is, you know, our problems are with Hezbollah. It's sometimes a garbled message, I think, from the Lebanese. I think that they're still a little scared of the Iranians, and perhaps rightly so. But how close do you think Israel and Lebanon are to some kind of understanding that could lead to a genuine peace agreement? Because it feels as if we've never been closer, at least since 1982 or so.
I agree that theoretically we are very close. When it is coming to what the two sides think and say, you are right. There is one big obstacle. It's Hezbollah. And the Lebanese army doesn't want, cannot, both, I don't know. I don't want to judge the Lebanese army. But without disarming Hezbollah, the Lebanese government cannot allow itself to sign any agreement with Israel, because the Hezbollah reaction would be such that the Lebanese government would not stand. I mean, it is something which, if that will not be done correctly, I mean, if we allow Hezbollah to survive, I don't see any chance that will be an agreement between Israel and Lebanon. So any prerequisite demand from the Lebanese government is to disarm Hezbollah. The problem is, as I said, Hezbollah is too strong for the Lebanese. I think that the contribution of Israel is first to make all the arrangement which will help the government of Lebanon to declare that they want to reach an agreement with Israel, because it would give Lebanon many benefits. And at the same time, parallel to that, to make Hezbollah weaker and weaker. And for that, we have to fight inside Lebanon. There is no any other way, because it's very hard to see a situation in which, at the present balance of power between the IDF, between the Lebanese army and Hezbollah, that the government of Lebanon succeed to disarm Hezbollah.
Degrading these forces is obviously key, and the degradation of Hezbollah is obviously, I think, apparent at this point. And certainly with Hamas. I think the big question is, of course, back with the capabilities of Iran's regime and what military and paramilitary capabilities it still has. The U.S. Had a helicopter shot down through the night. Two American service members in the Strait of Hormuz were rescued. They are unhurt, but the Iranians were able to shoot down that U.S. helicopter. How capable still is the Iranian military? In spite of everything that has been done to them, that has been they have been struck with and they have been degraded, they obviously can still do some things. They fired missiles the other day. Where do you think that they stand right now, and how long can they keep this up?
First, I want to connect the question to what I said about Lebanon. They lost the ability to rebuild Hezbollah and Hamas as well, because the land bridge which was exist before the war between Tehran through Baghdad into Damascus and the Mediterranean, Beirut, does not exist anymore. The fact that that Syria is out of the axis of the Iranians made a totally different geostrategic situation, because there is no direct connection through land between Iran and Hezbollah. And the ability of Hezbollah to rearm, the ability of Iran to rearm Hezbollah is very, very, very low. I don't want to say zero, but they can smuggle here and there from Syria something. But this is not a way to build a new Hezbollah in Lebanon. What they can do is to provide Hezbollah with huge amount of money. They can come with suitcases with cash and give Hezbollah, and Hezbollah can recruit more people. But that is not the way to build Hezbollah as strong as it was before the war. And Hezbollah needs the money, first of all, to pay to its own people, which lost their houses and they don't have where to be because of the war. They evacuated the south. So economically, Hezbollah is a huge problem. And yes, they can provide Hezbollah with money, but not rebuild Hezbollah. In Iran itself, the Iranians are still strong. Remember, it was an operation in which we succeeded to degrade their ability to launch missiles and rockets. Probably we destroyed the ability to manufacture new missiles and new launchers. We pushed them back in the whole area of nuclear capability. But the ability of the Iranians to defend Iran by, for example, what they did tonight to Iran helicopter and so on and so forth is something which is still there. And if we, America and Israel, will have to make another round, we will have, first of all, to blow and to destroy all their anti-air systems, that they will not have the ability to do what they did tonight to your helicopter. But it is a long process. As I said, the Iranian army, both armies, the armies of the regime and the regular army, are still strong, much weaker than they had been before the operation, but still strong enough to be a threat like the one which they show this night.
Retired General Yaakov Amidror of Israel, former Major General, National Security Advisor in Israel. Thank you so much for being with us on the Fox News Rundown.
Thank you for the opportunity.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com.